Well, this weekend, the Atlantic area is going to be inundated with bike riders as Ragbri makes its annual appearance across the state. This year, moving its way through Atlantic as the first overnight stop. We'll see a lot of bike riders from all over the place here this weekend, and some may stand out. Others may just look like every other bike rider that comes through the area, but there are some who are working through the area with different groups, and one of the groups that'll be coming through the area is with the Adaptive Sports Iowa group, and their coordinator, Hannah Lundeen, is on the phone with us here this morning. They're an Iowa-based cycling team that we're going to talk a little bit about here this morning. Hannah, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, very good. Yeah, we're going to see all kinds of bikers here this weekend. What's different about the folks with the Adaptive Sports Iowa cycling team?
Yeah, our team is the only adaptive cycling team that goes on Ragbri. Our team is about 80 riders of people with the physical disabilities who normally wouldn't be able to participate on Ragbri on their own. And so we just come in, we provide all the accommodations, any support that they may need along the ride for the week. And we just make Ragbri an opportunity and a possibility for them.
Wow. How did this ever start?
Yeah. So Adaptive Sports Iowa started by the founder, Mike Boone. And he is just super passionate about riding and loved Ragbri. And so he started the team, and then in January, he actually moved back out to Colorado, and I took over for him. So this is actually my first year riding with the team and being kind of the head honcho of the team. So it's kind of challenging and fun and exciting all at the same time.
I bet it is. Can you talk a little bit about some of the obstacles that some of these folks face? Do you have to modify some equipment in some instances to be able to meet their needs?
Some of them. So a lot of our riders, they all own their own bikes. So the nice thing is that we don't have to necessarily fit any equipment to them, because since it's their own bike already, they already have it fitted. And so we just make sure that we have a bike mechanic on site at all times to make any adjustments they might need. We have people on hand cycles that are just powering through Ragbri that are just pedaling with their arms, which is even more difficult riding Ragbri. You're already exhausted. And imagine doing that with just your arms going up those hills and in that heat and the wind, and it's just amazing. And then we also have some riders that are on tandem bicycles, some that have visual impairments that will have a pilot in the front of the tandem, and then they're along for the ride, and they absolutely love it, and they have really close bonds with their partner. And then we have other riders that are just in recumbent bikes, where they're sitting lower to the ground and can pedal with their legs that way. So we have all sorts of bikes on our team, and I'm sure people will stop some of our team members just because they're curious about their bike as well.
Oh, because you'll see all kinds of different bikes from all kinds of different people on Ragbri.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Well, I noticed in some of the notes here, it says that in some instances, these riders have had to overcome some pretty good-sized obstacles to be able to do something like this. Like what? Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, I mean, some of our riders have had, they were born with their physical disability. And so they have had years of kind of getting used to it, and they still have a bunch of obstacles to go over. But we even have a couple of riders this year, one particular that has been standing out to me. He's a teenager, and he's currently in a huge life transition. He has a degenerative eye condition, and so he is progressively becoming blind. And so his biggest obstacle coming on Ragbri this year, it's his first year riding, but his mom and he just want to make sure that, just to kind of give that confidence of, yes, you can still do things even as you have this onset of becoming blind and stuff. And so his vision is still somewhat there, and he can still ride his bike independently, which is great, but just overcoming that and kind of getting used to the safety aspects of it, of when you can't see as well, how do you stay safe around thousands of other riders, is a huge thing. And so that's kind of a big story this year that has been kind of hitting me in the heart a little bit, and just I'm so proud of him. And we have another rider that it's his first year with our team, and he's coming from Colorado and trying to get his tandem bike out to us, and just all the additional logistics that happen just in order to get on our team and ride with us is a challenge in itself sometimes. And then our hand cyclists have to do a lot more training than most other ragbri riders, just to build up those muscles in their arms, just to be able to crank out the week and keep going and stuff, which is, just amazing.
Oh, no doubt. It's got to be pretty fulfilling for you and your crew to be able to watch some of the obstacles that they have to deal with, and they just do. I mean, there's no complaining, there's no worrying. We just do it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I have never even ridden ragbri all the way through, and so just coming in my first year and just seeing my athletes just do so well, and they encourage each other all the time and just really are really strong together and just kind of push each other along throughout the whole week, which is amazing.
Well, and anybody who's ever been on ragbri before or knows much about how it works, a group of, 70, 80 people, that's a giant group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, which half of that is actually support riders, so volunteers that come and help our group, because it's such a large logistical feat and trying to make sure that everyone has what they need. So we have about 40 to 50 riders that are actual adaptive riders that need special accommodations, and then the rest is just support crew trying to make sure everyone's got what they need. So.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned this is the Adaptive Sports Iowa cycling team, but you mentioned somebody from Colorado who's coming in. Are most of the folks from Iowa, or are they scattered quite a bit?
The majority of our team is from Iowa. We have a couple people that either used to live in Iowa that moved away and still want to come back every year and ride ragbri, or we have a group that's from Arizona, and they're a group of veterans that come up and they ride with our team every year. So it's kind of a wide variety, and we honestly just want to make ragbri as fun as possible for everyone. We don't want anyone to be turned away from ragbri just because of a physical disability. And so it's really cool to be able to work with TJ and Scott, the head honchos of ragbri, just to kind of partner together on that. And sometimes they get approached by people that they can then send us and be like, yep, they'll take care of you. And it's really cool just how we can kind of help out our community and make that opportunity worthwhile.
So. Oh, sure. Yeah, you bet. Well, one of the biggest obstacles this weekend might not have anything to do with anybody's issues. It might have everything to do with the weather.
Yeah, it's going to be a little toasty out there.
Well, hopefully you'll find plenty of shade trees along the way, too. There are a lot of great stories, of course, out there, and this is one of them. Will we notice you when you come into the community? That are you riding as a large group?
We will be scattered a little bit throughout the group just because people have different riding paces, but most of our riders have Adaptive Sports Iowa gear of some sort, either on their bike or they're wearing the jersey. So you shouldn't be able to miss us because we are pretty loud and proud team for sure.
Are folks pretty good then about stopping along the way? And if someone asks them about their story because they see a different type of bicycle, they're willing to talk about how they were able to get to where they are and get on ragbri?
Oh, yeah. We actually, we tell our riders, we're like, talk to anyone you can, like, just spread the word, because it's so cool. You never know who you're going to run into in ragbri. So if people stop and talk to our riders, we actually have extra cycling caps that we will give to anyone that talks to our riders, just so that they can kind of feel a part of our team and kind of just have that bond.
Help to spread the word. Well, I'm sure you get a lot of vocal and emotional support along the way, but to do something like this, it probably takes a little support financially and what have you there, too. Do you have good supporters out there?
Mm-hmm. We do. We are. Our presenting sponsor is Iowa Farm Bureau, and they're phenomenal to work with. They have sponsored our team for I don't even know how long. They are just huge supporters. and Fairway, and then we have a bunch of other sponsors as well. But it definitely is a huge feat financially, just because our programming that we do as an organization, everything that we do is free for participants. And so having everything free, you also have to have a lot of money for. And so through grants and sponsors and private donors, we're able to make that a reality.
That's incredible to have that kind of support. That means a lot to the riders, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, look for the folks from the Adaptive Sports Iowa Cycling Team as they work their way across Iowa, especially that first couple of days as they're working through our area and our first overnight stop here in Atlantic. Hannah, we hope you have a great ride. We'll keep our fingers crossed on the weather and hope you folks really enjoy the trip.
Thank you so much.